Today's daf is daf chaf hei, and we were in the middle of the sugya of shemen sreifa. What exactly is the use of shemen sreifa? We had a number of different possibilities. Of course, all of them are predicated on learning out truma from kachin, basically. But the use is she'ein sorf from kachin, beyond of either, because of the extra pasuk hadutar mimenu ad boker, which insists to take boker she'ini, which means that there's an iser to burn on yontif proper. By the way, what should trouble us about this is that if it's truly a din yontif, then why ad boker? And if you tell me it's a din of ad boker because that's this man that's miyuchah for zreifa, so maybe it has nothing to do with the fact that it's yontif. But I mean, you see, the answer suggests itself that this is zreifa belayla. I understand. What possible reason would there be not to be served beyond unless it would be, you know, all of the inyan of the zreifa scotchim are beyond. Okay. But certainly worthwhile thinking about. So that was one possibility, the ad boker. Abaya suggested that it was from lo olat chol b'shabbat, because of olat shabbat b'shabbato, and therefore you cannot do anything which doesn't have zman kavua. And Rava says it's from the extra posek hu levado, that even on yontev you can't do the things that are shaloi bizmana, that don't have a chiyuv to be zman kavua, just like mila, if it's not zman kavua, for whatever reason you'd want to do it, and it's a mitzvah and a tikkun and so on and so forth, nonetheless something which is shaloi bizmana is not a chiyuv. Rav Ashi learned it from Shabbaton, since it says by every yontev Shabbaton, besides the iser of the lo tasu kol melacha, but also the Torah insists b'yom harishon Shabbaton, b'yom hashvi'i Shabbaton, keeps repeating it, which means that there's a mitzvah saseh. Since there's a mitzvah saseh, the mitzvah of sreifa on yontev would have to be doche, both mitzvah sreifa scorching b'esh tisrofa would have to be doche both an aseh and a lo tasu, and an aseh doche lo tasu v'aseh. So from all of these psukim and rayas and from the Mishnah, it's clear that the only halacha is on yontif. In other words, there's no problem in general. It's only b'yontif who does it. But certainly the Torah would have allowed you to burn your truma and to use the ner, and everything would have been fine if it wouldn't be for this problem of the mitzvah on Shabbos and the gezerah that we have for yontif. Why is that? My time. How do we know that it's okay to use truma tameya? Now Tosva says, well, what do you mean, how do we know it's mutter? Well, we need a reason to say it's mutter. Why in the world would you think it's usher? You look at it that way. I mean, this is more of a modern look. It's a given that it's usher. Now let's figure out how we know it's mutter. So what exactly is going on? It entertains a few possibilities. Maybe it says, lechora, it's a learning out of meiser. I mean, because truma is more chorah than meiser. By meiser, it's beferish. It's a part of the vidui meiser. But says you can't bring in raya from meiser because there's many things that Gemara brings. There's five different things that meiser is more chomer than truma. It's surprising, meiser shani. Many of the text in the end thinks that the Gemara may be taken for granted we learn it from bikurim because it's bukash to bikurim, and in many places we learn out dinim of truma from dinim of bikurim, both called rachis and so on. And so since over there we give a dinim of kashrut, we would assume there would be also the same way bikurim. But in any event, because that's not so posh, if we take it for granted, no, I mean, it's tummy, it's truma. No, why not? So where indeed do we know that it's okay for us to use the truma tameya? By Rav, look, keshem shemitzvah l'sof hakodeshim shenitmu kach mitzvah l'sof hatakshuma shenitmu. The din of truma, in terms of its being similar to kodesh in general, and besides it's something which we know we can't use, we always get rid of it in order to avoid takalah, so shemitz or truma we would be burning. Stop. Now, the Torah says clearly that b'sha'at bi'ura, you have to be mevayareh. So we know we're going to be burning it. The Torah has told us that while you burn it, tenu mimena, you should be able to use it. Where did the Torah say that? Echad amar Torah? Min Rav Nachman. Yom Rav Nachman amar Rabba Baravua amar kro. Vani hinei natati lecha et mishmeret trumotai. What's the meaning of the Lashon Rabin, trumotai? So trumotai must be referring to b'shtei trumot hakatuv medaber. There's two different levels of shmira on truma. Achat truma teora, v'achat truma temeya. And nonetheless, you are mechuyev to take care of that truma and see to it that it isn't nifsal, nifkam, and so on. It says natati lecha. What does natati lecha mean? Omer akmana lecha, shelcha tehe lahasika, tachatav shelcha. That truma is yours, it's all yours, do with it what you want. Use it to cook your food, and there is no iser in being nena b'shas b'yur. There you go. Therefore, only shaila would be, says Rav, from the iser of sreifa on yontif. There's another reason for us to know that it's mutter b'chol v'ibay teima, min Rabbi Abu. The Om Rabbi Abu, Om Rabbi Yochanan. Why does it say in Vidui Maaser, v'lo biarti mimenu batame? What's the thing? We're talking about Maaser here. We introduce it, you say, v'lo biarti batame. What's the mimenu? Apparently, it's stressing it was only Mimenu Yatamavir. Aval Atamavir Shemen Shel Truma Shenitmeh. You can use the Biur of Truma Tameya, and therefore, obviously, you're not going to be misvada that you didn't burn it, because that mitzvah was to burn it. The Viluim Maaser is everything I did right, not everything I did wrong. Now, how do you know it means that? Maybe it means Mimenu from Maaser Sheni. Iatamavir, you're not allowed to use the oil of Maaser Sheni to burn. Avalatamavir Shemen Shokode Shenitma. You can use oil that was given to the Beit HaMikdash, became Tame, maybe it's telling me you're allowed to. That's a pasuk. And I said, well, that's ridiculous. Lavdava Chomer, I understand. If Maaser, which is nowhere near as Chomer as Kodesh, and nonetheless, Omra Torah, Lo Biarti Mimenu Batame, I cannot, I mean, obviously, if I'm saying I didn't do it, that's an Isser. So I cannot burn it, Binen it from it while I'm burning it because of Tuma. So Kodesh Chomer Lo Koshike, isn't it obvious that if you're talking about the Isser of Kodesh, which was Nitma, of course I can't Binen it when I'm burning it. Oh, excuse me, but you could have said the same thing about Truma. I mean, Truma is also more Chomer than Maaser Sheni. And you're coming to tell me the Pasuk over here is Mamaya Truma, that only Maaser Sheni I can't burn, but Truma I can burn and be Nene from it. So if you're going to be Marba Truma, I mean, maybe it means to be Marba Kachi, but don't be Marba Truma. I mean, there's something that's counterintuitive here anyway, because the Torah is telling us, and basically both Truma and Kodesh are more Chomer than Maaser Sheni. And yet, Aval Pikein, I was going to say that it's Mutter. Well, you can't do that. What do you mean? If I would say Truma that it's a Kal V'Chomer, then how am I going to understand the Mimenu? It says Mimenu. Mimenu means forbidden, not from Truma. But that's what I asked you. How do you know Mimenu means forbidden, not from Truma, maybe? Mimenu means forbidden, not from Kodesh. Umar Aita. I mean, why are you taking it so for granted? It was a double poshet to you. Ein baya. What are we going to do with the poshet? I just asked you. How do you know the poshet is talking about this case? Well, since Mistabra, isn't it? Kodesh lo mimatina was certainly not going to say you can burn Kodesh while it's tame. Shekein siman, the way to remember this is pink ox. You have a pink ox, it's comprised of the words pigol. Kodesh has a din of pigol. Certainly, Truma doesn't, right? And noser, there's a din of noser on it. Korban, all the chumras of being a korban. And furthermore, your chayav mehila, which you're not chayav on Truma. And if a zar eats it, eat it to Truma, there's a chayav of karet. And it's Osir La'onein. And all of those things, of course, is much more chomer than Truma. So we're not going to be allow the Kodesh to be burned. Oh, no, wait a minute. Truma is more chomer than Kodesh. Adarabba. Truma lo mema'atina. Shekein, you know, this is that stuff that they use to spray chukim in Israel. It's called machpaz. So the simen is machpaz because you have misa. There's a chiyuv of misa b'dei shamayim. If a czar eats truma, there's a chiyuv of chomesh. You have to pay an additional chomesh, which you do not pay once you have something that it was once it's puter lekohen. That's the point. That's the moment. I mean, you may have some menila, you can have chomesh, but there's no din of chomesh once it's the equivalent of truma. Namely, once this kodesh became muter lekohen, it gets the same dinim of heter as truma does. There's no din of a chomesh of a czar zorcha. That means that there's a greater chomer to truma than kodesh. If you're going to compare the two. And furthermore, the pay is pidyon. The inla pidyon, i.e. kodesh, you can buy kodesh out. Take off the kedusha and put it on a coin. You can't do that to truma. There's absolutely no way to turn truma into chulin. So truma can't have that pidyon. Furthermore, it's asur lezorim. It'll always be asur lezorim. I mean, there's some kodesh that isn't always asur lezorim. I mean, you have kachim galim, you have tzrika, it becomes mutalabailim, and so on. Maisabahim, and so on. I mean, certainly you don't associate in your mind with the word kodesh, Zarut. And Lav Davka, with Truma, by definition, you associate the concept of Zarut. So what do you do about that? Well, I'm a physician. I mean, I don't know. I count Pinkox as being a lot bigger than a can of Machpaz. So Gamela, you got more. You have two more things in the Pinkox than you have in the Machpaz. Besides which, I mean, the truth is, I mean, take a look. You're comparing Truma and Kodesh. You're telling me, well, after all, Kodesh has got Chorus, and Truma has got Nisav B'nei Shamayim. No, exactly. So the Kodesh is Chomer, because Chorus is more Chomer than Nisav B'nei Shamayim. The Chorus can include Avir, it's about focus. Why? Is it the age at which a person is Michrat, that's for Shalom? Or is it the of Chorus Avir? Here's the Tosfos that brings, but today's a little bit of a rush, but here's the Tosfos that brings, I mean, the place was a rush. Which one was the Tosfos on Amud Aleph? This is the big Tosfos about Koresh. Here's the whole that the arguments of Rishonim is every Koras Hariri is the special Koras of Hariri. Zerena Magia L'Shiv Shim Shana, and what's the din by Misa B'Dei Shamayim, just Mis Tatsu Yamav. There's various approaches. But in any event, it's certainly Muskan that Koras is more Chomer, perhaps for many reasons, than Mitzvah B'Dei Shamayim. And that itself is the reason why it makes more sense to say that you're not allowed to be Nehene from Kodesh, which is Chomer, than from Truma, which is less Chomer. Reb Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Amar Kra, what's the problem? It's a Beferish of Pasuk. Reishi Begancha Tiroshcha V'Yitzarecha, Titein Lo. So it's got Titein Lo. What else did Titein Lo? Who else? It said Beferish, but the going is Zof and Truma. You just say Titein Lo. You mechuyev to Tatoz L'Tzvayim. Mechuyev to give. But we Titein Lo, obviously Lo. We've already said the Yisurim, and nobody else can benefit from it. Kohen is Zoch and Truma. So Lo must mean for his own bodily use. V'lola Oro. It's not meant to be used by him for just his Or. Okay, so what does that mean? Not to use Truma to mail. Okay? In other words, don't take a Truma that you can't give to the Kohen for any use other than his burning in his lamp. Meaning what? Don't use Truma to mail. But meanwhile, it's telling you. Meanwhile, he can't use it yourself. He can't use it directly in his body. He can eat it. He can put it in a salad. So meanwhile, it's telling you, okay, but there is a concept of la'ora. Right? Okay, so if that's the case, that's why Tosis is medayit, the lo v'lo lo. Because Tosis says, wait, maybe it means titein lo in a way that he's able to use it. Maybe for his fire, too. That's a double portion. It would have just said titein. So I know, nitina has to have a shovi. By definition, it has to be shavavut. So if I can't use it for or, the same way I can't use it for anything else, you're not adding anything. The moment you say the word titain, and I know it goes to the or, you're telling me it needs to be a nitina that's usable. So if there's a low, it must mean personally, always low, in any context, means for the thing directly. So if that's the case, it must mean there's an afkamina between his direct hana of his body, ingestion, consumption, or just burning. But if that's the case, the burning has value. So it must be he's being nana from the burning. So the Torah is telling me the feirush, that there is or that's usable on Truma Tameya. That's a given. So if that's the case, we can't possibly be using the Mimenu to be Lafuke Kodesh and to leave Truma the Isser. The Truma has to be that, which is Mutter.
Shouldn't we Uro?
It's both. It's both. Because you're allowed to use it to be Mavir, Tachat Tafshiocha, which is Uro, which is its fire. Or to burn it in a lamp, which is all either way, both are correct. Rabbi Yishmael Omer. So now, for some reason, everything has been fine so far. All of a sudden, there's a problem with Itran. What's the problem? My time. Why would Rabbi Yishmael hold that Ein Madlikin B'Itran? Omar Rava. Rava, it's much preferred. The Bach changes it to Rava for reasons that we'll see. But Omar Rava, Mitosh Rechora, Gezer Hashem Yadechen V'Yetzer. If you light with something that has an unpleasant smell that in the room that you're eating, you'll leave the room. Okay, I'm not going to eat my dinner in a place where I have the smell of some type of pitch in my nostrils, and my chalim tastes like pitch. Some yeshiva about eating it at night. So therefore, because of that exera, we won't allow you to use it. Only about, I understand. If you want to leave your room, leave your room. I mean, what's the problem? But you'd say, let it go. Goodbye, goodbye. I mean, what? Why are we mocking on his dafka, on his being in the room? This is a little bit strange. Rashi says, mash patlan. Well, who cares? Hey, he wants to leave the room, he can leave the room. So Tosra says that, so apparently, what are we going to say? That a buyer holds his no chiyav. Says, Rabbi answers him. No, shani omer, avlak is never Shabbat chobah. And a buyer holds, avlak at never Shabbat, and no chobah. That was just a nice thing to do. So Tosis learns, the question is there a chiyuv of or b'makom shehu so'ed? Which the Achronim explain, the question is the din of Neirot Shabbat a din in Kavod Shabbat? So din in Kavod Shabbat, somewhere in the house, it shows that there was a care for Shabbat. If it's a din in Oneg Shabbat, then it makes much more sense to be together with your mokom ha'oneg, where you're eating. It adds a certain level. We know that says someone who doesn't see what he's eating is a menet. To be in a suda in the dark is no fun. So what he's saying, says is Rav is saying, I hold the mokom suda. It's a chobah, which goes how we pass, and you're supposed to have your neiros in the place where you're so eating, if you're going to, if you have a choice. So, okay, others learn that it's not chovah that we're going to have to be mitaken. It's up to you. I mean, it's oneg. I mean, it's a mitzvah to have oneg. It may also be one of the dinim of oneg. Does that mean we're mechayev you that you absolutely must eat something tasty? I mean, it's a very kosher inyan on Shabbos. It's a kosher inyan. Hey, you want to go out of the room? You go out of the room. Are we going to change our whole gezeira? Well, say you're not allowed to use it. Yomer of Nachman bar Rav Zavda, bar Milom Rav Nachman bar Rav, Amar Rav had lakat ner b'Shabbat chova. Whereas rechitzat yadayim v'raglayim b'chamin on erev Shabbat, it's a nice thing, but it's rishus that you should be able to come into Shabbos clean and at least have your hands and your feet washed in hot water, which was a great luxury once upon a time. So that's a rishus. V'ani omer mitzvah. I hold it's more than a rishus. I hold there's a mitzvah involved. My mitzvah, so we have three levels here. You have rishus, it's up to you. Mitzvah, which you're mekayim, a mitzvah chovah, is absolutely a chovah. There's no, the question is, what the relationship is chovah to mitzvah. Mitzvah, the pasuk, is the most important, because as Tosfos points out, we talk about, let's say, mayim acharonim chovah. Chovah means that there's, because there's melach sedonis, you absolutely must take care of it. But then it's not the getter mitzvah. So let's say over here, this would be mitzvah would be the greatest thing. Well, my mitzvah.
Well, here it's less.
It's not clear. But actually, if we're using the same lashon of mitzvah, so it means that there's a specific reason to do this that they were mitzvah you. Chovah, it's part of an overall chov of kavod Shabbos. So what is the mitzvah? Because Rabbi Yehuda Marav says that Kachal Yehuda Nagosh Rabbi Yehuda Bar Rabbi Loi erev Shabbos. What Rabbi Yehuda Bar Biloy used to erev Shabbos is that Mevimo Areva Malayachag. They would bring him a tub that was full of hot water. Vrochets Panav Yadav Vraglav. Mitatev Biyoshev Bisadinim Hamitsuyatsim. He would sit down and he would wait to prepare himself to be Makabal Shabbos, wrapped in Sadinim, which are Sadinim are made out of Pishta. Linens, as we say today. We still call them linens because of that. And nonetheless, they had sitzes in them. Which means he was wrapped in Kilayim. There's going to be Makabal Shabbos like that. The Domel Malach Hashem Tzvakot, and he shined. Tamir Chachomim says the Domel Malach Hasharis. While you Talmidav, his Talminim were there. See, they were Machmir not to have their Tchelas because it was Kilayim, but their Rebbe was wearing Tchelas. You know, but they were more yeshiva like. They didn't want to wear Tchelas, so they used to take the sides of the. They'll be setting in and hide it from him. You know, maybe stick it behind him and stick it under them so he wouldn't see there's no tefillah somewhere.
Why tefillah versus any other system?
Why? Because if you're using lavan, most Rishonim learn that of course lavan they were matzah. If you use lavan, you can have lavan of pishta, and then you don't have kalayim. But the moment you make tefillah, it has to be tzemer, so then it's kalayim. And we'll see there's a machlokas if you can have kalayim but tzitzit. So the Talmidim wouldn't let the Rebbe see that they were not wearing tefillah. So yimechabim imenu kanfei kisutan. And of course, he saw that they were overly careful. Amalem banai. What's going on over here? Lo kach shimeti lechem heaven. I taught you often enough. Sadin betzitzit bechamai potri. The question of a sadin made out of tefillah, made out of pishti. So bechamai says that here. And by the way, his shita is that the chiyuv of tzitzit is on the beged, not on the person. It's called klei kufsa. If your beged is in the drawer, you're certainly not going to be over his kalayim for your beged to be wearing kalayim. Right? And nonetheless, Beit Shammai says that there's no chiyuv of putting in tchelet into tzitzit because he doesn't darshan a whole smuchin. So since the Torah doesn't mean that you should put in tchelet into pishkin, so obviously that's not the mitzvah. Okay. Beit Hillel are mechayvim because they dash the pasuk. We have tzemru pishtim yachad together with kedim v'tase, which means make your tzitzit out of tzemru pishtim. And obviously, halacha kedivrei Beit Hillel, I've taught you with pasuk like Beit Hillel. Why are you not wearing tchelet? Show me what you got there, boy. Why didn't they have tchelet? Vinu savri gizera mishum ksut laila. They held ein hachinami. Of course, there's a fee of diraisa. However, the rabbanon can be eiker. The Gemara says, even if he be Raisa. So here, because we're afraid, we darshan that the Yitemotel means it has to be dafka, those things are normally worn in the day. Because suppose a guy puts tzitzit on something that he is normally his pajamas, wears it at night. If he wraps himself in such a thing, he's going to be over on Kilayim. But better not, especially with Sadinim, you're going to be wrapped up in your sheets. So therefore, better not to have it at all. So they held as a gezerah. Since we see that this is the way that Rabbi Yehuda Amarav says the Talmidei Chachomim from the Derech Kedmim would be Makabel Shabbos, and that's the correct way to be Makabel Shabbos, therefore it's a mitzvah to be making yourself to be in the Kabbalah Shabbos in that fashion.
Does that mean you're not wear clothes at all during the day because of Gzeira?
Because of Gzeira, even during the day. You shouldn't say, no, Tchelos on Pishtim.
Tchelos
on Pishtim, yeah. Normally, the normal baguette, of course, would have Tchelos. But you were talking about sheets. Yeah. Okay, so after he goes, he resumes his life.
Because you see, when
you
did it,
even though
he had
his clothes
before, and
sorry, what was that? But it always goes together. You better take off the trailers from the sheet, but leave on the lawn.
Why do you want your whole body if it's cold before?
It would have been nice if you could afford it. Of course, there's a mitzvah to do that too. But he's not. In other words, but the mitzvah is at least that. Anything that you're mosif, of course, is a bigger cover for Shabbos. But tiznach mishalom nafshi. When we say an eicha, it's part of our kina of the korban. But tiznach mishalom nafshi nashiti tova. What does that mean? That my soul has been completely divorced, bereft of any sense of peace. I have no sense of peace. Referring to what particular thing is the shalom that was lost? Omer Rabbi Avu, that's referring to hadlokas ner b'shabbos. As we said, hadlokas ner b'shabbos is fundamental shalom bayis. To have a home in which you're walking around stumbling and feeling no warmth, no light. A dark house is a dark house. It's a dark home. That's the shalom. What is the shalom? It means that I wasn't able to have a Ner Shabbos after the Churban. Nisheti Tova, what's the Tova? This refers to, as our president points out, not enough just to have one of Yodav Aragla. It means that I don't have a Beit HaMerchatz. And in that, I don't have Tova. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, or Rav Chiya Bar Ava, as the quotes Rav Yochanan is saying, Zurachitzat Yadayim V'Raglayim Bechamim. To say Misheti Tova is not enough to say you don't have the Beit HaMerchatz. Because as long as you have hot water, at least you have the Pon of Yad HaVeragla, Zurachitzat Yadayim V'Raglayim. Rav Yitzchak Nachomar Zu Mitama'a V'Kelim Na'im She'Almeha. The sense of Tova is something that's special on Shabbos. So that means to have a bed that is made up and looks beautiful, with kelim that are roy for a high-class bedroom. Rebbe Ava Amar, zo mita mutsa'at, v'isha mekushetet v'tamidei chachamim. It's more than a bed. What's a bed without a woman in it? So for the tamidei chachamim who bedavka have their chiyav v'ona pam v'shavu as leil Shabbos, so for them, the tova, the nisheti tova, would be that particular chashivas of relationship on Shabbos. Once we're talking about what it means to lose that which is most important, and what is that special value? Rabbi Meir says, listen, Ezer Asher Samer, okay. By the way, it's very interesting. Rashi says, well, what's Afkamina? What do you mean, Ezer Asher? Says, Rashi is not, what do you mean, Afkamina is to you have to get there. It's a given that Ashirut is a value. Right? We were talking about this yesterday. That's a given. The question is, how much does a person have to really get ahead in the world to be an usher? Okay, so Rabbi Meir says, well, if you're happy with what you have, you're an usher. We have to go beyond that. Whatever makes you happy. Rabbi Tarfon on there. Koshi Yeshlo Meya Kramin, Meya Sadot, Meya Vadim Shavdim, come. Happy. I mean, you know, yeah, you can be happy as long as you've got 100 farms of vineyards, another 100 farms of, you know, ranch, Chavat HaShikmim, and of course you don't have to do any of the work yourself. You've got 100 people working for you. It's all raw that explains all in terms of Limud HaTorah, this continuation from Talmid HaChomim, this Rabbi Tarfon, is Kosh Yishol Nachat Rav Boshro, is B'mokom Shuri B'chofet. So the person is an usher in Torah, when his chelik in Torah, he feels he has, and he's happy. I don't have this, I don't have that, maybe I don't know all the brisker roads. That's my fail. Rav Tarfon says that the growth brings that each one of these things, Meya Grami, Meya says, Meya Vodim, is connected by Morik Chazal that say Meya, like Meya Brochus, Bechor Yom. So he says that actually the Meya Vodim, Sha'iv the Mehem, is the Meya Brochus. The others he finds a Lashon of Agarata and a Lashon of Mesechus. Okay, so that's what it's referring to. I mean, obviously, that can't be much of a Shuttah. Rabbi Akiva says, gentlemen, you learn from me. You have a wife that is a tzadeket, that's an usher. Rabbi Yossi says, look, there's one bottom line. Where is your bathroom?
Next door. Paper.
This goes all the way back to the second brother. Le'ez mitzor going one madomer is Isha. Le'ez mitzor going one madomer is Betakis. If the women get all of this, we're in big trouble.
Never mind the hunk.
Mika would like this one.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. Yeah.
See, part of this was in Yosef's town. Actually, in rooms is next to the Grand Dining Room.
What is? The Hygiena?
The Hygiena.
The Hygiena
is right next to the Grand Dining Room.
And this is Sibori, which is a place in Barney's neighborhood.
Yes.
Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, he says there's an Ein madlikin b'tzori, you can't use tzori for hadlaka. How do they translate? Tzori?
Balsam.
Balsam oil? Balsam is it's a highly flammable oil. It evaporates rapidly. It's generally translated balsam, but is that how they translate it?
Yeah.
Okay. My time, why not use, it's too pungent. So we're afraid you're going to enjoy it and take it for yourself. It's not just gentlemen. You know that it's there, so maybe you take a little bit out, put some around your neck, you know, pat the back of your head with this. But then if you do that, you're going to be machaber. Because taking fuel from a lamp that's burning, even though it doesn't affect the flame now, is essentially part of the keyboard, because the flame includes all of its potential burning. Oh my Le'abai, I mean, isn't there a more obvious reason? It's very flammable. Le'amar mitneshu af. I mean, it's not a very good idea to burn your home down for you. I mean, that's certainly, if you're concerned that you may leave your house, I mean, as the flames consume your living room, you're going to certainly be leaving that house. No, that's a given. I'm saying, chod avot koma. Even it wouldn't be af. First of all, in the Shuaf, that's a given. But besides anything, Nafkamina is, of course, to learn from it, anything like that, it's a gzera, shema yistapek mimenu. We're afraid that you're going to take a little bit and you'll put out the fire without realizing that is the equivalent of putting out the fire. Now, this is a fantastic idea which you don't want to give to your wives if you have daughter-in-laws that they don't like.
Don't try this at home.
Exactly. He Hamsa, now there was a particular mother-in-law, the Avicennia Lala Kalata, she really hated her daughter-in-law's guts. So she said to her, you know what, I bought you a great bottle of perfume. Here is your balsam perfume. Sprayed it liberally. Get it all over. It's great for you. So, of course, it was Kashik B'mashka B'fashka, so she goes into the bathroom and sprays herself up. Aza eats, she comes down, says her mother-in-law, you smell great, now it's time for Adlakas Haner. Zil itle shraga, go turn off, light the Shabbos candles. So she did. Ozla itle shraga, intav banura ve'achalta, the fire consumed her completely. That was the end of the daughter-in-law. All for the price of a bottle of perfume. What's that?
How good is on defense today? Well, I guess it's the only one I guess.
You
should have left.
Okay, gentlemen, thank you very much for coming to see me. Tomorrow at 9:30, does that make sense? Sheva Brochot is opposed to Daf Yomi.